Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with episode 115 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, we're talking about the fact that it is perfectly okay to be an employee. We need them, right? So whether you're an employee or you have employees, this episode is for you. But first, DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, switching up that intro song and bringing you another episode of Maestro on the Mic, Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, we're talking about the fact that it is 100% okay to be an employee, right? So right now, we have this cash-based model that's booming, you know, especially as it relates to the PT world, and just entrepreneurial spirit is everywhere, right? 4-hour work week is changing people's lives, changed my life, and it's great. You know, people are trying to get out there and create their happiness, and it's a message that I always send. But a few things. One, everyone's happiness looks different. Right? My mentor, Allison Evans, wonderful woman, man. She's just the best. She sent me a quote the other day, and it was just expressing this, that basically everyone's happiness looks different. And one of my main goals is to help people create their happiness. And I really want to make the message clear that your happiness is whatever your happiness is. So for me, you know, I'm a terrible employee. I cannot go back to that employee lifestyle. But that doesn't mean that it's wrong for you. It may be exactly what you need. And I'm especially going to be talking to, or I am especially talking to and looking at right now, my new grads. For some people, hitting the ground running is the way to go. It was not the way to go for me. You know, I worked in the traditional model for 5 years. So if it's what you want to be doing, own it. If it's what you think you need to be doing, also own it. I just want to, you know, as always, kind of bring the pendulum, the proverbial pendulum, back to center and make sure that everyone knows that it's all okay. Whatever you choose to do, you're not hurting anyone. It's totally fine. We need employees, right? We cannot do things all on our own, and not everyone is cut out for that, you know, quote unquote, I guess, leadership role. And honestly, some people don't want it, right? So some people perhaps aren't cut out for it. And other people are like, screw this. I don't want to be doing all that stuff where, you know, when you work for yourself, you're always working. The bills are always there. You're juggling everything. You're paying for your own health insurance. You're, you know, just balancing all the things because you are the business. You are perhaps making the money, but you're also cleaning the floors, right? You're doing everything. So some people not cut out. Some people just don't want it. But for those that, you know, either way, they're in that employee role, there's still plenty of I almost said like honor and valor. Right? I've been watching too much Game of Thrones there, but those words are appropriate. There's tons of value, honor, valor in being an employee. I think that message isn't out there. And right now we're just seeing, you know, the cash-based model's booming and people are starting their own practices, and that's awesome. But don't feel like you have to do that. We need employees. All these practices that are opening up, you know, they're going to need people to work for them. And that's kind of their goal too, is to hire people. And, you know, as a boss, part of your goal should be to create such an amazing environment that your employees feel valued and they want to stay and they enjoy that. You know, I was teaching at a course, a few weekends ago, talking to my girl Lucy, and she loves being a staff PT. I think she's about to go and do some of her own stuff though, which is pretty cool. But she loves being a staff PT, and that's amazing. Right? If that's what you want to do, own it and be the best goddamn staff PT that you can be. So I'm going to keep this one short. Hopefully the message doesn't get lost. It is okay to be a staff PT. It is okay to be an employee. It's necessary. We need them. It's how things get done. So if you're struggling, especially, I go back to my new grads, if this is you and you're kind of like, oh, I see everyone else is kind of doing this like their own thing and I don't know what I want to do, be a staff clinician, be a staff PT. We have a ton to learn. I don't know if you're going to get mentorship, but you're going to get experience. You're not going to be thrown right into the fire. And for many, that is the most valuable and most appropriate starting route. And for some, it's the most appropriate ending route too, right? So as always, just trying to bring things back to center, provide some perspective on things, provide, you know, play a little bit of devil's advocate, if you will. Alrighty, wrapping it up, cutting it out. If you like this episode, you know what to do. Please leave me some stars, preferably 5. If you loved it, subscribe. It helps people find the podcast. Alrighty, folks, until next time, friends, Maestro